Okay, so today's daf is daf tes vav amud aleph. Okay, so we're going to start from the second line in the amud tes vav amud aleph. Amar reish lakish mishim bar kapara is another explanation in the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Masnisin ba'av hatuma d'oraisa vlad hatuma d'oraisa. So our Mishnah is speaking about meat that became tame with an av hatuma. That's one piece of meat of kachim that became tame with an av hatuma, and one type of meat that became tame with a vlad tuma d'oraisa. And we don't have to say that it's talking about only drabanan. In other words, we're trying to understand how you can learn from the case of kachim and truma to the case of chametz. If one case is, if the upper two cases were both cases of Tuma Doraisa, how can you prove that you can burn Truma Tahora with Truma Tamea? We gave an answer. Oh, maybe that first case was not two cases of Tuma Doraisa, a Rishon and a Shlishi. Maybe one was Drabanan. So we're saying, no, maybe we're talking about an Ava Tuma Doraisa and a Vlada Tuma Doraisa. So it really was a Rishon Doraisa and a Shlishi that was Doraisa. My Midivrei, it was me Midivreihem. Not from Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Akiva, and our Mishnah, but the position of Rav Meir is based on Midivrei Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, but from the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, from a totally different place. So, hi, Rabbi Yeshua, which Rabbi Yeshua? Ilei Maha, Rabbi Yeshua, did not chavi shel truma shenol lo safek truma, tuma. So, Mesechus Truma says the following. Let's say you have a barrel of truma, and let's say it has a bit of suffic tuma. In other words, a person whose tame entered into a place where there's a barrel, and it's not clear, it's doubtful whether he touched truma or not. So this barrel is a suffic truma, and Rabbi Lazar Omer, im haysam unachas bimkom haturfa, if the barrel was placed in a hefker place, a place of that's ownerless, that's not guarded, yedichena b'makom hamutzna, so you should leave it in a guarded place so that no tummy person will touch it. Ve'im ha'isa megula yichaseda, and if it was uncovered, then you should cover it so that a sheretz cannot fall into it and make it tummy. So even though this is the case of suffek tuma, nevertheless, we watch over it to guard it from further truma. So, in other words, we're saying that even though it's a suffik, it's a case of suffik tuma, we still guard it to make sure that it doesn't definitely become tame. Rabbi Yeshua says, "Im ha'isa munachas b'makom ha'mutzna yanicheda." So, if it was placed in a hidden place, then you're allowed to leave it in an ownerless area, in a non-watched area. And if it was covered, then you can uncover it. Why? That even though you cause it, they'll more likely become tameh. That's fine, because according to Rabbi Yoshua, when the Torah told us that we should guard truma from so that it shouldn't become tameh, that's only truma that is fit to be eaten. This is a case of suffek tuma, so it's not fit to be eaten. So the first opinion, Rabbi Lazar, says that still you have to guard it to make sure it doesn't become tame. But Rabbi Yoshua says that no, that this requirement only applies to truma that's fit to be eaten, but doesn't apply to truma that's suffek tame, suffek tamea, that is not fit to be eaten. And Rabbi Meir learns from the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua that you're allowed to be metame, even truma tahora, in the sixth hour of Erev Pesach. Why? Because it's already aser b'achilas chametz, and it's not fit to be eaten. In other words, just like in the case we just mentioned, in the case of the truma, it's not fit to be eaten. It's not definitely tame, but it's not fit to be eaten. So you're allowed to cause it to become tame. So also Rabbi Meir says, on Erev Pesach, you're also allowed to burn, chametz that's tahora with chametz that's tamea. They both give a truma because it's not fit to be eaten. So that's the source, not from our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, "Mi dami, are the cases similar? Hasam garama ba'alma hachabiyadayim." No, you can't compare. The case of Rabbi Yoshua, what does he allow you to do? He allows you to create a situation that it might become tame. Or I would say, you don't have to prevent it from becoming tame. So, but here, what are you doing? Rav Meir allows you to actually be metame, truma tahora, by putting it together with truma tamea. So you can't learn from that case to this case. Because our case of the chametz is more extreme. So therefore, we want to say maybe it's from a different case of Rabbi Yeshua. Ella ha Rabbi Yeshua. So this case of Rabbi Yeshua did not. Chavit shel truma shidishpro bagas el yoda. A barrel of truma tahora. That broke. In a like a wine press, an upper wine press, or it's the kli that you crush the grapes with, and in the wine press, uva tachtona, chuli tameim. So again, you have this barrel of truba wine that broke in the upper in this upper kli. And the lower kli, there was chulin tamein. And if the truma wine falls into it, it will become tamei, and it will forbid even the chulin wine that's in the kli below, in the area below. Even though, that in this case, you can't save it. So, right, because the barrel broke. You have a barrel of wine that broke, and you try to save it, but there's no way to save the... There's no way, basically, to save the wine. So, Mode Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Shim Yochol Lahatzil Mimena Revis Bitara Yatzil. Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua say that if you can save from the Truma at least the Revis of a Lug by bringing other Kalim Tahorim to get, you know, the wine's the barrel broke, so the wine's now dripping. So, if you quickly can bring other Kalim Tahorim, so before it falls into the chulin, so then yatzel, then you can do that. And so even though before you, while it takes time to find these kalim tahorim, some of the truma will fall into the chulin and will forbid the chulin, so you still are not supposed to take kalim tameim to save the chulin, right? You have two options. You could either take kalim tameim right away to save this wine, but then you're going to make the truma wine tameya, or you find the tahor kalim, but while looking for the tahor kalim, then the wine's going to spill and fall into the truma, and it's going to make the chulin aser. So if you could save, they hold, if you could save some wine, then you're allowed to search for the kalim. And even though some of the truma now will fall into the chulin, vimlav, you can't save, if you can't find the kalim tahorim, and the truma will completely fall into the chulin, then there's a debate. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Teired v'titame. Rabbi Lezer says that the truma should fall into the pit and should be make the chulin tamei, right? I'm sorry, and it will become tamei because of the chulin tamei. Vayi yitamena biyad, but in other words, you have two options. It's going to come tamei one way or the other. Do you let it fall into the chulin and become tamei like that, or do you take kalim tameim and you save it from getting mixed, or you save it from getting mixed into the chulin, but you're doing it biyadayim. You're doing physically, you know, actively. So Rabbi Lezer says, no, don't be metameit biyad with your hands physically. In other words, even though the chulin in the pit will become forbidden, why? Because you're not allowed to be metame truma biyadayim with your hands actively in order to save the chulin from loss. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, af yitamena biyad. He says, no, you can even metame biyad so that the wine doesn't fall into the chulin and make it aser. There's no prohibition of being metame the truma because it's going to become tame in either case, either with the kalim or by falling into the chulin that's tame. So what emerges here is that according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're allowed to be metame truma biadayim actively that will get lost, that will get, you know, that has to get destroyed anyway. And so from his opinion, Rabbi Meir learned that you're allowed to be metame truba of chametz in the sixth hour of Erev Pesach, even though mina Torah it's permitted to be eaten because it'll get ruined anyway, because midrabanan is forbidden to be eaten and you have to destroy it. So the Gemara asks, Ihafi, if that's so, hi midivrehem midvarav bibarle. Ah, so we finally have a good answer. But he says that why does it say that Rav Meir learns his halacha midivrehem from their opinion? It should only be midvarav, because he's only learning it from the position of Rabbi Yoshua. So hachi kamar mimach lukusam shel Rabbi Elazar veRabbi Yoshua labadu. So from from their words, from the debate of Rabbi Yoshua, we learned that the halachas you could burn truma tahor with truma tamei like Rabbi Yoshua, because the halachas of Rabbi Yoshua by taros and not like Rabbi Eliezer, that just like you could collect, collect the truba wine with Caleb Tebeim, so it doesn't ruin the chulin. So too, you're allowed to destroy the truma tamea with the truma tahora, because it's going to get ruined anyway. So daikadami, we can infer this the katani modra blazer Yeshua, that the fact that the Mishnah continues that Rabbi Lezer Yeshua, the Mishnah said Rabbi Lezer Yeshua agree that you burn each one by themselves. What implies from here is that Rabbi Meir, in the Mishnah, mentioned Rabbi Lezer Yeshua. Where are they coming from? So like it first mentions, I think Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim Talacha by Kachin, Rabbi Kiva Talacha by Truba. Then it mentions Rabbi Meir, and then it says, oh, and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer agree. Where do they come from? So presumably, what that means is Rabbi Meir got his halacha for Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, and now we're saying they admit, you know, that we're only talking about a case of Suffolk, not a case of Vadai. So that's where Rabbi Meir is getting his halacha from. Shemamina, yes, we can prove that again, from the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, that Modi Rabbi Lezer Yeshua, that when Rabbi Meir says you can burn Truma Tamei of Truma Torah, he's getting it from this halacha of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. And the Gemara continues, and he says, V'chein Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Barvu, Amas Nisi in our Mishnah. So we have another Amora, that's Rav Nachman, and then Rav Barvu, they explain to Rabbi Meir, like Reish Lakish. He wants to say like this. We're talking about Be'av Hatuma Doraisa, Vlada Tuma Doraisa. We're talking about an Ava Tuma that's Doraisa, that's a Rishon, that's one piece of Kachin meat, and another piece of Kachin meat that's Shlishi. And you can't prove about chametz in the sixth hour that it's only us to be drabon on. But my, what is Rav Meir saying? Midivrehem, midivrei, Rav Elazar Rav Yeshua. Midivrehem means from the argument of Rav Elazar Rav Yeshua. In other words, he also agrees that that's where Rabbi Meir learns his halacha. Eisvei. Now, Rav is going to ask on Rav Nachman's explanation from a brisa. Eisvei Rav Rav Nachman. So, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, Ein hanidon dama l'raya. Rabbi Yossi says to Rabbi Meir, the case of burning Truma Chametz that's Tahor with Truma Chametz that's Tamea in the sixth hour on Erev Pesach is not similar to the testimony of Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim, Rabbi Akiva. Sheki She'idu Rabbi Seinu, that when our rabbis testify that you're allowed to add Tuma to Kachin, and to Truma, that's Tameh, right, by burning them together, by burning a Rishon with a Shlishi. Alma he'idu, about what did they testify? Im al habasar shenitma bivlad hatuma, if the intent about their testimony, we're talking about a meat that became Tameh with a vlad hatuma, that you can burn it with meat that became Tameh with an avatuma. So zed Tameh, vizet Tameh, they're both Tameh. Right, they're both tamei, and therefore, and that's why, and only because they both became tamei. In other words, only because, right? What are we saying in the case of Rav Chanina Skana Kohanim? You have a rishon that's tamei, and a kachim meat that's tuma that's a rishon with kachim meat that's tamei that's a shlishi. So the reason why you can burn them together, and we're not concerned about your adding tuma to the shlishi, is because both meats are tame. Im al hashemen shenivsa b'tful yom shemadlikin also b'ner shenidma b'tmei meis. If we're talking about Rabbi Akiva's halacha about oil that became pasul, invalid by Tvul Yom, in other words, that oil is a shlishi, that you can light it, you can burn it with together with a lamp, that's a rishon. So zeh pasul v'zeh tameh. So one case is pasul and one case is tameh. That's why you can burn them together, because they're both invalid. Af anu modin b'truma shenitmeis b'vlada tuma, shesorfin osa ima truma shenitmeis b'avat tuma. So we would admit a case of truma that became tameh with a vlada tuma, that you can burn it together with truma that became tameh with an avat tuma. In other words, yeah, we'll admit that that with truma, a rishon, you can burn a rishon with a shlishi. That's fine. There's no prohibition of adding tuma when you're talking about two things that are already tameh. We're not worried about making one truma tameya now a sheni instead of a shlishi. That's not a problem if you're burning them together. Avaheach nisraf hatluy metameya. But how on Erev Pesach can you burn trumas chametz, that's a safek, with trumas chametz, that's definitely tameya, based on these opinions? Shema yavo Eliyahu bitarena. Maybe Eliyahu will come after some time, and he will say that it's really this safek trumas chametz is really tahor. So what will you have done? You will have made that truma tahora tamei biyadayim, and even though you need to burn it, nevertheless you're not allowed to make it tamei. So therefore, you can't learn from the opinion of Chanina, Skana Kohadim, Rebbe Kiva, that you're allowed to burn truma tahora with truma tamei and be metamei it. You can't, right? So therefore you can't do it when it's tameh. Okay, so we're not done with the question yet, and then we continue on to Amud Beis. Hapigol v'hanosar v'hatameh. Let's say, what's a pigol? So pigol is where you have a korban, you shechted it, and you had improper thoughts. What are the improper thoughts by pigol? That you wanted to sprinkle the blood, or to eat it, or to burn the limbs, not in the proper time, or not in the proper place. So that's pigul. Or nosar. Nosar is what? Meat, korban meat that's left over, that you can no longer eat it, or let's say you can no longer burn it. Vatame. And also the meat of korban that became tame. So these three cases, pigul, nosar, and tame, these three types of korban meat that's invalid. Beishame omrim ein nisrafim ka'achas. Beishame said they're not burnt together, but every type of meat, the pigul has to be burnt by itself, and the nosar has to be burnt by itself, and the tamay has to be burnt by itself. But Beishil omrim, Beishil say, nisrafim ka'achas. Beishil say that no, you can burn them together. Why? Because there's no prohibition to burn pigul or nosar. In other words, with the tamay. In other words, if you burn tamei meat with pigul meat with nosar meat, then what are you doing? When you're burning them together, you are making the nosar meat tamei. You're making the pigul meat tamei. Beis Hillel says there's no problem of burning them together. So, okay, so now the Rav is going to conclude his question. V'yisol kadaitach Rabbi Meir mid Rabbi Yoshua. And if you want to say that, like Rav Nachman, that Rabbi Meir learns his halacha, that you can burn Truma Tehora with Truma Temeya by Pesach, Midivrei Rabbi Yoshua Kabar, that he's learning it from Rabbi Yoshua, Amai Mahadir Le Rabbi Yossi, the Rav Chanina Skana Kohanim. Why did Rabbi Yossi respond to that you can't prove from Rav Chanina Skana Kohanim? Now is what the Brisa say. The Brisa said that, according to Brisa, Rabbi Yossi challenged the Rabbi Meir. He says, you can't prove the case of Chametz from the case of Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim. So obviously, according to this Brisa, Meir did in fact learn it from Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim or Rabbi Akiva, and not from this other source. So this Braisa would seem to be to say that it's not true that he learned it from another source, but he learned it from Rav Chanina Sekana Kohanim, because Rav Yossi specifically told Rabbi Meir, how can you learn from Rav Chanina Sekana Kohanim? So the fact that he challenged him like that means that what? Rabbi Meir did learn it from Rav Chanina Sekana Kohanim. And if indeed Rabbi Meir did not learn from Rav Chanina Sekana Kohanim, but learned from Yoshua's case that we just tried to prove, then in the Braisa, it should have said what? It should have said that Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi Meir, how can you learn from Rav Chanina Sekana Kohanim? The two cases aren't comparable. And the Braisa should have continued. Rabbi Meir said, no, I did not learn it from Rav Chanina Sekana Kohanim. The fact that Rabbi Meir did not say that in the Braisa, which indicates that he did learn it from Rav Chanina Sekana Kohanim. So Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Yossi lav adaite, dehu savar Rabbi Meir mid Rav Chanina Sekana Kohanim komar lei, v'amar lei ana mid Rav Yeshua kamina, v'amar lei afil Rav Yeshua nami eina hi hamida daha moder b'lad Rav Yeshua shesarf izol b'fnei atzol b'fnei atzol. So Rav Nachman said the following: Rav Yossi did not fully, he didn't fully understand Rabbi Meir's position. He thought, Rabbi Yossi indeed did think that Rabbi Meir proved his position from Rav Chanina Sekana Kohanim. And Rabbi Meir then responded to Rabbi Yossi, no, I actually, my position comes from Rabbi Yoshua. And in fact, he said to Rabbi Yossi, and even according to Rabbi Yoshua, who says that you're allowed to be metame truma biyadayim, also, you can't prove from that you can be metame trumas chametz tahora, because Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua say that both say that you burn truma tahora by itself and truma tamea by itself, and therefore only in a case of suffik does it work. So, in other words, the Rabbi Meir did respond to Rabbi Yossi's question. And he responded by saying, when he responded, he says, "Moder Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yoshua." That's a response to Rabbi Yossi by saying that you got it all wrong. I'm not learning it from Chanina Sekana Kohanim. I'm getting it from the debate between Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yoshua. And you should know that my position is not that you can actually burn them together if it's definitely Tahor and definitely Tamei. It's only you can burn them together in Erev Pesach if it's definitely, one's definitely Tamei and one is the case of Safek. And now the Gemara is going to explain Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah according to the way Reish Lakish. V'amai eina hi hamida. What does it mean? Why do you say it's not mean hamida to prove from Rabbi Yoshua in the case, in the barrel case? Mido midahi. What do you mean? They're the same. In other words, What did Rabbi Meir say? He says, no. That you can't even learn from Yoshua in the case of that you can burn Truma Tahora with Truma Temea, that's Chametz and Erev Pesach. No, it's only a case of Safek. Why is it Eina Mida Mida? Why is it incomparable? The case of Rabbi Yeshua was a case of Vadai, right? So the reason Rabbi Yeshua said that you're allowed to be Metame the wine is because it's going to fall into the Chulin and it's going to be lost anyway. So that's why he allows you to collect it with Tamei Kalim. Why then do we say that you could only do it if it's that you can only burn chametz of truma tamei with chametz truma tahora if it's only safek tahor? But because the proof of Rabbi Yoshua is what you have this tamei truma. You have this truma. It's going to become tamei one way or the other. So in order to save the chulin, so you're allowed to save it with Kalim Temeim. That's the case of Vadai. So why are you saying that it only works? Look, we only prove from here that you can burn it, you can burn Safik Tamei with Vadai Tamei Chametz. That's Truma. So the Gemara responds, Shaini Hasam. So the Truma Torah case is different. The Ika Hefsed Chulin. That there's a loss of Chulin. So there, to prevent loss, we allow you to... We allow you to basically save the wine with Tamei Kalim. In a case where it's going to cause a loss of chulin, of good glatt kosher food, right? Glatt kosher crops. If you do not save the truma wine from falling into the chulin wine, then you're going to lose all that chulin wine. So in that case, if there's going to be a financial loss, significant financial loss, so we allow you to save the chul, the truma that's vadai with kelim tameim, with tamei kelim. However, normally speaking, we would not allow you to do that if simply the truma is going to be lost. If we're just simply saying that in truma chametz, that's tahora, that there's no loss where you can burn it by itself you can burn the chametz that's tahora by itself with the chametz that's tamei by itself. There's no loss. So therefore, even though in the case both of them are the truma is going to be lost, Rabbi Yeshua would not necessarily allow you to be metameit. He would only allow you to be metameit in a case of suffix. So maskif la Rav Yirmiya. Rav Yirmiya asked, masnisim nami ika hefse de'etzim. He says, no, there's also a loss. If we require you to burn the chametz, truma, tahora separately, then the chametz, truma, tamea, if we require you to burn them separately, you're going to have to use different wood, right? Separate fire, separate wood. So there's a financial loss in that you have to get more wood. So you should be allowed to burn them together. For a major financial loss, like losing wine, so then we're concerned, and then we're going to say that you can burn that, that you can save it with kelim tameim. But for a small loss, the rabbis are not concerned. By the way, the Pnei Yeshua writes that we're only talking about here tuma. We're only talking about a rabbinic issue here. We see from here because if it's like a daraisa, who cares if there's a financial loss? If it's daraisa, if it's forbidden mina Torah, then certainly you would not be allowed to do it. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about essentially like this: if you have truma that's tahor, and it's definitely holech leibud, it's definitely going to be destroyed. It's going to be ruined for one reason or another. So min haTorah, you're allowed to destroy it biyadayim. You're allowed to destroy it. But midrabanan, the rabbis say, you shouldn't destroy biyadayim. However, if there's a major financial loss, then you're allowed to do that. So in the case of the truma tahora, that where the barrel broke and the wine is spilling, it's going to fall into the chulin wine, and it's going to make all that wine it's going to make all that wine usser. So there we're going to say that you can take tamei kelim and you can save the wine, because the rabbis aren't concerned when there's a major financial loss. When it comes to chametz, that's truma tahora, and chametz of truma tamea, so there, again, they're both holech le'ibud. The truma is going to be forbidden anyway soon. It's right before Pesach. So there we're going to say that minat Torah, you can burn them together. Midrabanan, we don't allow you to burn it directly. And the loss is minute because we're only dealing with wood, and therefore burn them separately. However, Rabbi Meir's case is only when it's suffik. When it's a suffik tameh, you can burn it together with vadei tameh. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Asi says in the name of Rav Yochanan, Machlokas, this debate from Rav Yossi, Bishesh. We're only talking about the sixth hour of Erev Pesach, where Rav says you can burn them together, Trumas Chametz Tahor with Tameya, and Rav Yossi says you cannot burn them together. Aval Bisheva, Divikol Sarfim. But in the seventh hour, when it's Aser to eat Min HaTorah, everyone holds that you can burn the tamei and the tahor together, because this is like truma that's already tamei. So, in other words, if you have truma tahora, right, once the seventh hour hits, and then it becomes aser ba'achila, min haTorah, that you can't eat this chametz anymore, this truma chametz anymore, so it's as if it's tamei. It's not tamei, but it's as if it's tamei. He says, there's no greater tuma or impurity to truma, is that when there's no greater tuma, then the Torah is saying you cannot eat it anymore. So therefore, you'd be allowed to burn them together, according to Rav Yochanan. Amar le Rav Zera le Rav Asi. Rav Zera said to Rav Asi, Nei maka sava Rav Yochanan mas nisin v'ava tuma d'raisa v'lada tuma d'rabbanan. So can we say that Rav Yochanan holds that Rav Chanina Skadav Ohadim, in the Mishnah is talking about Basar Kachim that became Tameh with an Avatuma, became a Rishon, and Basar and another meat that became Tameh with a Vlada Tuma, a secondary Tuma, Durabanan, and that became a Shlishi. Umay Midivrehem. And when Rabbi Meir says he learned from Divrehem, he's learning this from Midivre Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim, that which he allows you to be Metameh, Basar Kodesh, that until now was only Tame Midrabanan, so you can prove that you can be Metame Trumas Chametz from the sixth hour, which is forbidden, and even though it's only Asar Midrabanan. So, in other words, the fact that Rabbi Yochanan says that they only argue in the sixth hour, so that implies that specifically in the sixth hour, Rav Meir allows you to be Metame, but in the fourth or fifth hour, then he would not be allowed, he would not say that you could be Metame yet, even though eventually you have to destroy it. So maybe the fact that they're only debating the sixth hour, so maybe it's not based on Rabbi Yeshua who said you can be Metame Truma, that's Sofa Le'ibud, but rather, it's talking, what's the basis for the Heter Rabbi Meir? It is Rabbi Chanina. Because Rabbi Chanina says that you're allowed to be metame truma that is tame midrabanan, and that's maybe that's the case. Maybe that's right. That's Rabbi Chanina's kana kohanim. Maybe he's talking about what in a tuma tame deraisa with tuma drabanan, and he's learning from there the case of chametz where one is tame where it's only asur midrabanan, and that's why you can burn them together. So Amar Lei, Rav Asid back to Rav Zera, Ian, yes, it's true that according to Rav Yochanan, Rabbi Meir proved his opinion not from the Rabbi Yoshua case of the wine barrel breaking of Truma, but he learns it from Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKohanim, and he interprets the case of Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKohanim is Basar Kachim, that's a Rishon Doraisa, with Basar Kachim, that's Drabana. And okay, so the Itmar Nami was also said of Rabbi Yochanan, Bava Tuma Derasa, Bava Tuma Drabana. That Rabbi Chanina Skani Kohanim's case is a case of a Rishon that's Doraisa and a Shlishi that's Drabana. Umay Divreham, Midivre Rabbi Chanina Skani Kohanim. And Rabbi Meir learned his halacha from Rabbi Chanina Skani Kohanim. That just like there, you can burn kachim that's tamei deraisa from kachim that's tamei drabanan. And so too here, you can burn chametz truma that's aser that's tamei deraisa from one that's aser midrabanan. That's b'sheish only in the sixth hour of b'shev and the seventh hour. Divrei kol sorfim, both from Meir and Biyosi hold that you can burn truma's chametz tahora with tamei. Lema misaye. So let's say that we have a support from Yochanan's position that according to everyone, in the seventh hour, you are allowed to burn Chametz Truma Tahora with Chametz Truma Tameya because they're both considered Tamei. Even the Truma Tahora is considered Tamei in some sense because Asur Vachila Mido Raisa. Ha-Pigol V'Nosur V'Tamei. Back to that, Rav Yossi in the Braisa. Pigol, Nosur Tamei. Beishama says you have to burn them all separately. And Beishama will say that they are burnt. They can be burnt together. And so Rabbi Yossi proves from there that they only argue with kachim that are pasul min haTorah. Their whole debate is kachim that's pasul min haTorah, that's invalid min haTorah. But Truma, the sixth hour, that's only forbidden midrabanan, even Beis Hillel would agree that you cannot be metameit. In other words, Rabbi Yossi admits that kachim, that's aser min haTorah, that you would not be allowed to burn them together, because according to Beis Hillel, you are allowed to be metame, even though there's no status of Tuma at all. So let me say this again here. Now, Rav Yossi wants to prove from this debate that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel only argue with kachim that are pasul min haTorah. However, truma in the sixth hour, there that's only aser midrabanan. So here, Beis Hillel would say that you're not allowed to be metame, because the case where Beis Hillel says that you can burn them all together, these are all cases, pigel, no sartame, these are all forbidden min ha-Torah. That's like chametz in the seventh hour. Right? So that's even Rav Yossi would agree. Even Rav Yossi would agree that just like you can burn pigel, nosar, and tame together, so too you can burn truma tahora in the seventh hour, which is asur, the seventh hour of Erev Pesach, which is asur, together with truma that's tame. They're comparable. So Gemara says, no, it's not a good proof. Shiny hasam the islahu tuma midrabana. That they're not comparable because Pigol and Nosar, the rabbis made a decree, that they are Tame, that they said that Pigol and Nosar have a gzera that basically they are Tame Midrabanan. So they're not. It's not a case of completely. It's not similar. In other words, these are cases. Pigel and Nosar are not comparable to chametz of truma tahora in the seventh hour. Pigel and Nosar, since they are rabbinically tamei, so then we allow you to burn them together with real tamei meat. And so you can't prove from there that you can burn tamei chametz with tahor chametz that you're not allowed to eat, because there's no tuma drabanan with chametz after the seventh hour. Okay, so the Gemara is now going to try to prove like Rav Yochanan from another brisa. Le'em esayile. We try to prove like Rav Yochanan from a brisa that even Rav Yossi holds that you're allowed to burn truma temeya with truma tahora, that both are chametz, after the seventh hour. So let's say you have bread that became spoiled and it is no longer, and it's invalid, it's not fit for human consumption. But it's fit for animal consumption. So it still has the status of ocha for Kabbalah's Tuma perspective. That in other words, the halacha is that once a food has a status of tumas ochlim, so it doesn't. In order for something to have a status of food, it has to be fit for human consumption. Once it's fit for human consumption, it doesn't lose its status of ochel, unless it is no longer fit for animal consumption. So you have pasuk shevdiyusel b'lachol adam. So the bread became spoiled. It's no longer fit for human consumption, but it's still fit for animal consumption. Mitama tumas ochlim be kabeitza. It can still make other food tame that has a shear of a kabeitza. So ve nisrafes im atmeya bepesach. So this bread of truma tahora that's still fit for animal consumption, you could burn it together with bread that's tame on Pesach. And even though, what's going to happen? You have right? So what do we see from here? That you're allowed to be metame truma that's not fit for eating, even according to Rabbi Yossi. Because what's this case here? That you have this tumas ochlim that's not fit for human consumption, and nevertheless, and we see you're allowed to burn it together with here's the case is what you have truma tahora. That you have truma tahora that is not fit for human consumption, it's fit for animal consumption, and you're allowed to burn it with chametz that's tamei on Pesach. So what are you doing here? You are making this the first bread, you're making it tamei, but where this brisa says you're allowed to do that, why? Because it's not fit for eating. So in other words, just like in this brisa, bread is not fit to be eaten. You can make it tamei when you're burning it together. So too, chametz in the seventh hour, you can burn tamei with tahor because the tahor is fine. You can make a tamei because not fit for eating. Gemara says shani hasam. No, that case is different. The afra ba'amahu. That since it's like dirt, that since because it's so spoiled, it's not fit for eating for human consumption. You're allowed to burn it with tamei bread on Pesach. That's not like our case with Trumas Chametz Tahora in the seventh hour, that in reality it's fit for eating. It's only that out of Halacha, Midin Torah, you can't eat it. So you can't compare the two cases. So the Gemara then tries to clarify the opinion of Rabbi Yossi in our mission and says, Ihachi, if so, if indeed the proof of Rameir, he is from Rabbi Chinin Skanik Lahani, my Modes. So what does it mean if that's the case? If he's proving it from the case of Rabbi Yoshua, from the case of the wine barrel that breaks, and he's learning from that case. So then what's Rabbi Yossi's response of Moda Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yoshua? He's not proving from Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yoshua. What is he talking about? So the Gemara answers, Hachi Kamar Le. So this is what he answers to him. So he says, Hachi Kamar Le Rabbi Yossi Rabbi. This is what Rabbi Yossi says to Rabbi. I feel the Rabbi Yoshua Debeko. Even he says the following. So Rabbi Yossi says to Rabbi Meir, that which you want to prove from Rabbi Chinin Kohanim is not a proof. And afilu le Rabbi Yeshua de Mekal, and even Rabbi Yeshua, who's lenient in this wine case, ki Mekal, he's only lenient bitluya, in a case of a chametz that is suffik tuma, and the truma is chametz that's tamea. Aval b'tahora tamei alo, and however, with trumas chametz tahora and trumas chametz tamei, he would not be lenient. In other words, this mode Rabbi Lezer of Yeshua is really Rabbi Yossi speaking. In other words, the way we're reading this mishnah is the following: Rabbi Chinin Skanik Kohanim teaches halacha about the rishon meat that you can burn with the shlishi meat that's the rabbanon. And then next we have Rabbi Kiva's halacha. And then Rabbi Meir says, we learned from Chinin Skanik Kohanim that you can burn the chametz, truma tahor, chametz truma tamei on in the sixth hour. And Rabbi Meir says, it's not a good proof from Rabbi Chinin Skanik Kohanim, as we're going to explain, And even if you want to say, even according to Yeshua, who's more lenient, still, you would still not be allowed to burn chametz tahora with chametz tamea. You'd only be allowed to burn safek, case of safek. So Gemara says, "Ihachi, if so, amai ena min hamida." So then, why did Rabbi Yossi say it's not min hamida? You can't compare min hamida. They are comparable. So Amar, right? Because Rabbi Yossi admits that you're allowed to be metame in the seventh hour. So therefore. So therefore, the proof of Rameir for Rabbi Chanina actually is really good, because just like you can add from Tuma Doraisa to Basar Tame Midrabanon, you should also be allowed to be Metame Tuma Doraisa of Truma on the sixth hour, which is Rabbanon. Why did Rav Yossi reject? Why did Rav Yossi says that, according to this explanation, Rameir is learning it from Rav Chinin Skanik Kohanim, that he's explained that case is a Doraisa and Drabana, Tuma Doraisa, Tuma Drabana. So why do Rav Yossi say you can't prove him in Ein Amid, it's not comparable? It's perfectly comparable. That case is Tuma Doraisa, Tuma Drabana. That's just like the case of Chametz in the sixth hour, which is Doraisa and Drabana. So Amar Rav Yirmiya, Hacha, here, what are we talking about? Basar Shenitma B'mashkin. We're talking about meat that became tamei. Rav Chinin Skanik Kohanim is talking about basar that became tamei with liquids. Shenitnu machma sheretz, that became tamei because of a sheretz. And Rameh Rav Yossi debate on whether this meat is tamei midrabanan or minatorah. Va'azda Rameh letamei, and Rameh follows his reasoning. Rav Yossi letamei, and Rav Yossi follows his reasoning. Rameh follows his reasoning. De'amar tumas mashkim letamei cherim drabanan. So he says that the case is that the meat became tame with liquids that became tame because of a sheretz. And therefore, Rabbi Meir says that this tuma is only tuma midrabanan. And therefore, we're talking about a Doraisa with a Drabanan, and therefore you can prove from there to Chomet. So it's perfect. But Rav Yossi Tame, the Amar Tumas Mashkim, Tame Acherim, Doraisa. Rav Yossi holds that the meat that became Tame is Min HaTorah. So in other words, the reason why Rameh and Rav Yossi argue on learning from the case of Chinas Kana Kohanim is that there's a debate as to what the case of Chinas Kana Kohanim was. The case was that the shlishi became tame from liquid that was on the meat. And according to Rameh, that tuma is only midrabanan, so now you can compare it perfectly to the case of the chametz in the sixth hour. However, according to Rabbi Yossi, the case of Chinas Kana Kohanim is the case of Mashkim, and he holds that that case is Tamei De'oraisa, and therefore you can't learn from the case of Chametz to the case of, you can't learn the case of Chametz from the case of Rav Chanina Skar HaKohanim.